The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas, for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin. Austin, Texas.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We're your hosts, Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins.
Welcome back to Breaking Beauty Podcast, everyone. Happy Wednesday, and we are glad to be in your feeds as always. I'm Jill Dunn, one of your co-hosts. I'm here in person with Carlene Higgins.
Hi. Hello.
And of course, you really don't even need an introduction by now, but.
Oh, well, thank you. That makes me sound like I'm a celebrity.
But yeah. You're looking glowy today.
You know what? I actually am in love with my own skin today.
Ooh.
So I was thinking about that on the car ride over. I was like, I'm so excited to share my finds today, which brings us to the topic of the hour.
Right.
And of course, we are two beauty editors turned beauty podcasters.
Yes.
Jill and Carlene, as we're known in your feed every single Wednesday. And today we are presenting Another Damn Goods.
Yes.
Which are some of our most popular episodes. And we have a theme today, Jill. Mm-hmm. What's our theme?
Our theme is kind of the feel good vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we did do a Damn Goods earlier this month. Normally we only do one, but we're coming in hot with a second one because we thought there's so many things that we want to talk about and so many things that are just making us feel ourselves, to your point, from when you're looking at yourself in your rear view.
Absolutely.
On your way over here.
Well, I think like when we do our best of spring, I'm always looking for like, what's the most newsworthy? What
sure.
will people want to know about? And then there's always the question of what samples we can get on time for that episode. But this episode was kind of more like, you know, as we're transitioning between spring and summer, it's all about what's making us feel really, really damn good. And I think that that also to me is like, you know, sometimes you're just like scrolling and you just feel like blech, yucky.
Yeah.
And that's one of the great things about beauty and, you know, body care. And there's so much body care to talk about right now.
Yeah.
And the power of fragrance is like, it can just really turn around your day and make you feel really good. And I think that got us thinking about just like, what are those pick me ups that
totally.
Are like, I put it on and I just feel so good. It's like that idea of when you get a professional blow dry and you're walking out with that extra bounce.
Yeah.
Like, what are those products at home that just make us feel really good? And that's what we wanted to celebrate and share with you guys today.
And so some of the things we're sharing are very newsworthy, actually, like including Charlotte Tilbury's fragrance. We're also talking about a product that I've discovered that's my new favorite shower pick me up. Like, I can't shower without it now.
Yes.
What else do you have?
I have a really luxury, beautiful body care line that comes in fragrance free, which you don't see often.
Yes.
And real life story, another beauty editor, we were talking and she was like, my skin's so sensitive. I want to use all the, you know, there's so much body care right now, but they're also fragranced.
Yeah.
And so she was like, I just can't use it because my skin. And I was like, I'm going to get you the name.
Yeah.
I have the perfect brand
she's listening
for you.
Right now.
So there's that. There's some eye masks that are just like an instant wake me up. They're
amazing.
So good. And yeah, just like beautiful skin products.
Love it. And I'm also reviewing the brand new dry shampoo from K18, which I will say right now, it is going to be a polarizing product.
Ooh.
And I am here to tell you the tea. Okay.
Okay.
I've used it quite a few times at this point.
Absolutely. Jill, one other thing that makes us very happy around here when we're not swatching and, you know, testing out all the products is travel.
Yes.
And I know that you were in New York recently.
I was.
And I saw some of the TikToks that you put together. Like, I know you were there learning about amazing new products coming down the pike. You were also rubbing shoulders with Matilda Jarf.
I was.
What can you tell us?
So I was there as a guest of Kenvue Brands, which is the parent company of Aveeno, Neutrogena, Lubriderm, Band-Aid. They're a spinoff from Johnson & Johnson. It's spelled K-E-N-V-U-E. And let me tell you, this event, they rented out the New York Public Library.
Oh, so cool.
It was like a storybook unfolding.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe in the hallowed halls of this institution.
is where I was in there swatching a new Aveeno skin cream on my wrist. I was like, what is happening?
Yeah.
But it was absolutely beautiful. Really great introduction to this newly tweaked portfolio of brands that are all about self-care. And I think they've really modernized it a lot. There's a lot more diversity in the images. I mean, I think we've moved past the era of Jennifer Aniston as Aveeno's face. I will say
right. That,
you know, and they also did this really cool initiative. They launched a brand new brand called Versaly, and it's a digital platform online where it's really meant to be center of women's hormonal education. And for reference, Versaly, it's spelled Versaly.com. And it is primarily focused on the US, but because it is a website, anyone outside of the US can access the information on there, read the articles and everything. You just might not be able to shop or, you know, book a virtual care visit. Niecy Nash, the amazing actress and comedian, was there. And she is the face of Versaly. And I just really love that they have a queer Black woman who is the face of this new destination online that's meant to just smash taboos around women's health and hormonal health. And you can get virtual care on there and everything. So I think it's really a step forward, professional access or healthcare access. So it was a really, really cool event, splashing out this news.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Very cool.
Well, I love it because we were talking not that long ago in one of our solo episodes. I was saying that I am entering my perimenopause era, and it's really hard to find information because it's not like when you're in school and you go through puberty and it's like they're there for you. And so you really have to go out and seek it. And I think a lot of people are turning to podcasts, but it's great to find a hub online where you can go and search stuff up and get reliable. I assume knowing Neutrogena and Aveeno and all of the background is like they're going to have professional derms and, you know, medical expertise.
Yes, they do. Have
as opposed to who knows who being like, try apple cider mixed with sugar or whatever.
Yeah. Like, I think it's just a great starting point to get the conversations going.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely. And then I made a little side trip to Soho to the Jerf Avenue beauty pop up.
Oh my gosh.
So I got reconnect with Matilda Jerf there. I'm actually wearing Jerf Avenue shirt today. I forgot
Too?
Oh, they had everything. Oh. They had the robes and the clothes and the accessories and the hair products. And they had partnered with Dyson to do the blowouts.
Oh,
so people
nice.
Could do hairstyling sessions. They were free. And of course, Matilda was there talking to everybody. And she was like really obsessed with this one dog that was there. So everyone was like oohing and aahing, taking pictures of her petting the dog and everything. And I've tried the spritz, the styling mist for my hair. And I thought it was like quite good. She said it was in development for like over 2 years, if not 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And she said she uses it on dry hair and on wet hair. But I see you have one of the products
here.
Well,
you know what? I tried the mist and I was kind of surprised because it really dries down like a hairspray.
Yes.
It is a non-aerosol hairspray like for hold. And I just, based on the name and everything, I think I just wasn't expecting that.
Yeah.
But
that one's really for volume, I would say.
Yeah. But it was, to me, it's just like a hairspray. Like it really, it holds and like it's a little, it's not as soft as I was gonna anticipating. But this gel, let me tell you, I'm obsessed
styling
with
gel.
This styling gel. It comes out and it's like a cream as opposed to like a clear gel. And I used it this morning to like get my roots flatter.
Right.
And it just like, I kind of used it the way you'd use like a hair, like a cream, where it's gonna give you just a tiny bit of hold. Get those little flyaways down, but there's no crunch, zero crunch. And, but the smell, this beautiful, fine fragrance
she
smell.
She did nail it.
What is it? It reminds me so much of something and I can't put my finger on it.
I forget
It smells like Le Labo or something.
It's very fine. It feels like a fine
very
fragrance.
Very fine fragrance.
And also it's in like a metal cool tube and it's like very aesthetic.
Yeah.
As the kids say.
I feel like the whole emphasis was on that spritz. But to be honest, I think the gel's the sleeper hit. Just saying.
It was great to see her. And we put a couple of TikToks up.
She was telling you how to do what?
She was telling me how she used the styling mist.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So tune into our TikTok and our reels for that, guys. All right. Well, with all of that, thank you for listening, everyone. We are now going to get into our feel good, damn good guide just after the jump. This episode is brought to you in part by Bond Charge. So you guys have all seen those red light masks all over the internet. They look kind of like hockey goaltender masks, and everyone's wearing them, including derms, because they're actually bringing that derm technology of, you know, those heavy duty devices into the home, which is awesome. But I know what you're thinking. What's the difference between them? So I want to bring your attention to Bond Charge. There's, first of all, it looks different. It's black. It's kind of like neoprene. It's got the flexible style that you can strap on, and it's really lightweight, so you can like walk around and multitask while you're wearing it. And Bond Charge, they design things like blue light glasses, infrared saunas, circadian friendly lighting. So it's all about high science technology devices that are inspired by nature. So I recently got Bond Charge's red light face mask, and the whole purpose of these is to boost collagen and elastin. And that's really going to help with the look of wrinkles, acne scars, wound healing. I like to use mine to reduce redness due to my rosacea. And here's how the one from Bond Charge is different. So for one thing, you can switch between near infrared and red light in one device. Some other brands, you'll notice that they have blue and green light in their masks as well. Bond Charge actually removed those light frequencies. So they just have the red light face mask. And that's because they believe that those other light frequencies might actually potentially disrupt your sleep and circadian clock. So if you have found that's an issue, then I think the Bond Charge one might be for you. You have to wear it for 10 to 20 minutes daily to get those results. So that's why you want it to be like really lightweight so you can watch TV with it or whatnot. And if you want to try the Bond Charge red light mask for yourself, they do ship worldwide with easy returns and exchanges. There's a 12-month warranty on all red light therapy devices, and definitely use our promo code. Go to bondcharge.com and use coupon code beauty to save 15%. That's bondcharge.com and use coupon code beauty to save 15%.
What's up, everyone? I'm Sheena Shea. You may know me from 9 seasons of Bravo's Vanderpump Rules, but I'm here to tell you about my podcast called Shenanigans. We talk about everything from reality TV, pop culture, relationships, parenting, and invite you to join the conversations with Q&A sessions where nothing is off the table. There's so much more I want to share with you. Thanks for listening, and make sure to subscribe to Shenanigans to stay up to date with new episodes every Friday.
Okay, so we are back. Let's get going. I admitted to you that I was having a real feeling myself moment in the car when I was like, damn, my skin looks good. So I'm going to tell you what I'm using. Mm-hmm. The first thing is the Charlotte Tilbury Beautiful Skin Island Glow Easy Tanning Drops. These are $50 US and $62 in Canada. It comes in two shades. Naturally, I use the fair medium, but there is a medium dark.
Okay.
So it's in, of course, rose gold in a serum bottle.
Right.
And so it's got the little dropper is how you dispense it. And it really looks and feels like a serum, which I think is pretty unique for a self-tanning product.
Yeah.
And what I would say off the hop is the best thing about it is it feels like a serum going on, like a beautiful, plumping, kind of hyaluronic acid serum. It feels like skincare. And, you know, there's no scent when you put it on. So I really felt just like plumped and like I had a skincare experience. And this is meant to be a gradual tanner, kind of like a luxury version of the old Jergens that we used to know and love. And so in the same way, you can use it on its own or mix it with your moisturizer. So they have a couple of different suggested ways to use it. Here it says apply 2 to 12 drops under or over your moisturizer and wash your hands, avoid lips and eyes. So I think it's more detailed on the outer carton. So it's like 2 to 4 drops for fair skin, 4 to 8 drops for medium, and 8 to 12 for dark skin tones. I used 4 drops because I wanted to really be able to see something. And when I first used it, I used it under moisturizer. Now, for myself, 4 drops was too much. I'm very fair. And I did find that I looked a little bit too tanned, a little bit kind of, I hate to say orangey.
She said it.
By the time it had developed. So the next time I used it, I mixed 2 drops with my moisturizer. I did that this morning, like at 8 a.m. So I'm pretty sure it's developed by now. It's 12:40 and I love it. It's so much more subtle. And I just really felt like I didn't have to use foundation I didn't use foundation. Like, it just really is evening out my skin. Yeah. I used concealer, the new Say concealer, which FYI is very, yes, it is damn good.
Yeah, it's really good.
But I loved that I didn't have to use foundation. So I just have this beautiful like glow going.
Right.
And I'm positive I'm going to be using this like all spring and all summer. So I think there's a little bit of trial and error to figure out what works best for you.
Right.
For me, the two drops mixed with my moisturizer, great. I can't imagine how much you would have if you mixed equal parts, like six drops with six parts. I think all that would happen is you just have more to put on your arms. You're going to start spreading it down your body.
Yeah.
And because it's just a lot of fluid. But I think once you find the one you like, it's like,
okay,
it's good. So that's one thing. And I just quickly, Jill, I'm going to jump in with the second product because I feel like they're so nice together. And I just, it just makes sense. It's the Salty Face Liquid Bronzer. I'm holding this in my hand. It's in a little black tube. It is $36 US and $42 in Canada. And this is a Canadian line, which I think is so
Vancouver.
So great. They're out of Vancouver because it is a really good line. You know, we love Nuda. They do the self-tanning waters. Salty Face has self-tanning waters as well. But this bronzer to me is really great. When you put it on, it's just like this really beautiful, kind of like a gel consistency. Yeah. So it just blends in really, really nicely. Like, it kind of reminds me of the...
You're going to say it, the Say.
The Say Glowy Super Gel, but no shimmer.
Yeah.
But no shimmer at all.
Right.
So my tip for using this Salty Face product is to put it on your hand and then use a fan brush. Because when I first used it just with my finger and I use it to contour, I just found it was a little heavy. Even though it's a gel, I think when I used it with this fan brush, which... It's just so great. Like, you just get a finer amount.
So you're putting it where? You're putting it on your skin, then buffing with the fan brush.
No, I'm using the aqua. So I put the liquid bronzer on my hand. I pick it up with the fan brush and then I apply it gently on my skin. But I use my fingers to tap to actually get it to rub it in.
Right.
But I just found if I stuck my finger in there and put it on, it's like almost too much product.
Right.
So I use the old Patty Dubroff trick that's how she taught me how to do blush. So it doesn't look like it's sitting on the skin is with a fan brush.
Right.
But you know how they also have those circular brushes like this where some of the bristles stick up higher than the other ones, a foundation brush? I feel like you could use that as well. It's just you want like a whisper of it.
Right. Okay.
But what I like about the fan brush as well is like you can get up near your hairline and it gives you more of like a skinny line.
Right.
And then you tap it in. So it's like, I don't know, just try it.
Yeah.
It kind of works. So the combination between the two is what I'm wearing with the Ruffy highlighter on top, which is just a similar texture. They're all kind of these slightly jelly textures.
And that one's clear?
No, this one's actually shimmer. This is the Topaz Gloss Highlighter.
Okay.
So it's like all together, they're all kind of like glosses.
Okay.
And I just think it's so great for like summer, this combo.
Yeah. Awesome.
Loving it. What about you? What are you feeling good about right now?
Well, I just going to, on the Charlotte Tilbury tip, I am excited to chat about her fragrances today. So they're officially available on the Charlotte Tilbury app on April 30th. So this is a bit of a sneak peek. And then charlottetilbury.com on May 2nd. So right before Mother's Day, if you guys are looking for perfumes to get. So the concept of these are really interesting. They're all based on emotion and evoking emotion. And that was her starting point versus being like, I want it to smell like my grandmother's beach house in 1945 or whatever. She's like, I want to start with a feeling and then work backwards. So that's what she did. They're to enhance feelings of sex, love, happiness, energy, calm, and empowerment.
Okay.
So there's six universal feelings. That's what she says. There's love frequency, which is this floral woody one. There's joy for ya, a warm floral. Magic energy, which is citrus woody. Calm bliss, which is aquatic floral, and more sex, which is like a musky leather, and then cosmic power, which is like amber and spicy. And since you guys are listening and you can't see them, it's almost like picturing a deck of tarot cards that have come to life as perfumes.
Right. Can I see the bottle?
I'm looking, of course.
And the boxes kind of almost look like a book, like a
vintage... look like a tarot deck.
Yeah.
Truly.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
What I think.
Oh, interesting. So the bottles themselves are very, well, as you can imagine with Charlotte Tilbury, they're kind of like have this crystalline, like very ornate,
yes,
right?
The bottles are inspired by 18th century alchemy.
Right.
With the lids are a nod to the Egyptian pyramids. So they're like a pointy.
Oh, yeah.
So definitely not the best for travel. They're like a pointy lid on them. And they are $150 US each for 100 ml. $25 for a 10 mil travel size. So I thought that price point was good.
Mm-hmm.
And then $30 to get the discovery set of all six, which is 1.5. So those would be a little bit better for travel, obviously. So my favorite, let me get to that.
What's your favorite?
My favorite is the Calm Bliss. That's what I'm wearing today. It's an aquatic floral scent. I find it quite vibrant. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting. She partnered with IFF and she mined data from them. And she basically said she used their what's called scent cube algorithm. And Charlotte and her team of perfumers used them to help identify the ingredient combos that work in synergy to boost different facets of each emotion.
Interesting. This is reminding me of the Aroma Power.
Yeah.
From Pacifica, but like on a luxury level.
Yeah, exactly. So I really like this one. Let me get it out of the box.
Of course.
You're going to love this one because it has neroli in there.
Mm.
And I have to be honest, I was on a really big aquatic fragrance kick for a long time. And then I just wasn't into it.
Mm-hmm.
And now this one has like really, really brought me back. This one has got bergamot, neroli oil, orange flower absolute, and tonka bean.
Mm-hmm.
It's like aquatic and vibrant. And I just think the tonka bean in the mix of these very watery scents is a bit unexpected.
Yeah, it is.
And the more I've been wearing it today, I do really like it. And by the way, this is an eau de parfum, so it is meant to be longer lasting. And I feel like it has a bit of a, I hate to use the word masculine, but kind of masculine edge to it when it dries down, almost like if you were boring your boyfriend's aquatic fragrance back in the day.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
Yeah.
So I think it's modern and cool. And I think these are going to fly off the shelves. I really do.
Cool. Now, honestly, it smells kind of unisex to me.
Yeah, I think she definitely would be.
Yeah.
Even though the packaging doesn't really look like that, I feel like she is
all genders, right?
Yeah, here. I think she's really modern in that way. Now, the one I do not have for us to smell is the one that's more sex.
Yeah, I know. I'm so curious about that. Sold out. Pre-sale.
I'm like, she knows how to market, doesn't she?
Oh,
darling.
Yeah. She's not shy about these things.
No. And
I'm so curious if Kate Moss weighed in on these because I'm still dying to try the Cosmos Sacred Mist.
Right.
Like, that's actually the only thing I'm interested in from her line, whatever else is sold in her line, is just, I think that fragrance is something she would do really well. And it's all about like the cosmos and, you know, soul and, you know, reaching your inner sacred, da, 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 da. So I just have this vision of what I think it would smell like, which I would probably be into.
Right.
And there's a little bit of that in some of these, right?
Yeah,
the,
I think
the magic, the cosmic power, all of that.
Yeah.
So I'm curious, like, did Kate weigh in on these or what? Yeah.
I mean, that would be interesting, wouldn't it? This is what the more sex bottle looks like. It's like bright red.
Yeah.
And it's got the lips kind of etched on the front of the bottle.
Yeah.
And it's got black pepper, juniper berry, and it's a very like heady come hither scent, they say. No surprise there. And I love that she worked with three different perfumers as well. So I think you're going to get that kind of collaborative, interesting vibe. Yeah. You're getting a diversity there.
I mean, for me, I just can't believe the quantity of products coming from this brand this fast. It's like you just launched, you know, I think it was like a cleanser a couple weeks ago, this Island Glow self tanner, like this is a pretty big deal.
There was an expansion in the Pillow Talk universe, but it's to your point, it is coming fast and furious.
Like,
don't know what
Plumpgasm
you
right
are.
Now,
okay.
Which I love, but I wasn't going to talk about it because, you know, there's just so much, but like, why five fragrances at once? Why not just
six,
one?
Girl. Six.
Like, why not one? And then maybe there's going to be one that comes out at Christmas. Like, it's so fast.
Yeah.
It's kind of the rate is just kind of crazy.
A little bit overwhelming, right?
And I mean, to each his own, I guess. But it just, even strategically, I'm like, it just puts a lot of pressure to like, keep launching a lot? And at what point will there just, will all the possible available SKUs be gone? I don't know.
I mean, it's a good question. I think there's probably some reasoning behind it for sure. Yeah. And Charlotte Connor show and talk about it. Okay.
That's right.
We've been trying to chase you down for 7 years.
Yeah,
please.
That would make us feel really good.
And by the way, like the people that she worked with, I just want to give this lady, this Anne Flippo, F-L-I-P-O, a shout out. Like she created Lancôme La Vie Belle, Edition Frederick Malle, Synthetic mm-hmm. Jungle, which is like a very famous niche fragrance. She's just worked on so many iconic scents. So, all right. Well, I'll be curious if you guys are going to be trying these. This next show partner, Impress Beauty, makes getting ready fast so easy. I love a budget-friendly find, especially ones that are getting ready with me game changers. So I'm excited to share with you the Impress No Glue Manis and the Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Both require no glue. There's no damage to your natural nails and lashes. No annoying dry times and no mess. Just one step and you're done. Voila, instant glam. And the nail styles are totally on trend. There's different colors, different designs, different lengths, and the fit is so comfortable to wear. They look honestly like I've just stepped out of the salon. Plus, the lash style options, they're endless as well. So you can get really glam or you can go more natural. And the press-on falsies, they have a unique underlash application for a totally seamless look. And they're made with an exclusive self-stick technology that helps keep them secure for up to 24 hours. And the Impress Manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7-day secure hold. So I love that as well. And great news for Breaking Beauty listeners, we have a very special offer to help you save big. So visit impressbeauty.com/breakingbeauty and use code BREAKINGBEAUTY at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press On Falsies Lashes. Once again, visit impressbeauty.com/breakingbeauty and use code BREAKINGBEAUTY at checkout for 25% off the Impress Manicure and Press On Falsies. We'll link to this offer in our show notes and on our website. Now back to the show.
This episode is brought to you in part by Macy's. So we've been talking a lot about the items that are bringing us pure joy right now, whether it's a balmy bronzer that makes us feel like we're on vacation or bath items that make our spirit and our skin feel radiant. So it's really no better time to start thinking about Mother's Day. It's just around the corner, May 12th, everybody. And honestly, nobody does it better than Macy's when it comes to beauty gift sets. And if you're shopping online, Macy's has made it super easy to shop for mamas this year because you can shop by price if you have a specific budget in mind, like $25 and under, or if you want to splash out $100 and under. You can shop by category, like fragrance or handbags, or you can shop by gift lists, like for the mom who has everything, gifts curated for grandma, or check this out, they even have a section for gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted. I mean, that's perfect for lazy slash busy people like me. So predicting some favorites this year, I wonder how many of you are going to be out there searching for the Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, perhaps, or the Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag. It's so cute. Speaking for myself, I mean, you can never go wrong with Le Creuset, a Dutch oven. That's been on my list for years. So remember, Mother's Day is just around the corner. And if you're feeling a little lost or if somebody has asked you for gift ideas and you're a mom, you can go in stores or shop at macys.com/giftfinder. That's macys.com/giftfinder. And now back to the show. Okay, now, Jill, I understand you've been kind of like on a bit of a scent journey here, and you have another fragrance brand to talk about today.
Yeah, it's kind of like
tickling all the feels
of home fragrance and fine fragrance brand. Oh. It's actually a Canadian hit as well, homegrown, and the brand is called Person of Interest.
Oh, okay.
Have you heard of it?
I honestly thought that was the name of the Fleur perfume.
That's called Missing Person.
Oh, God. Okay, it's all about the whole murder mystery theme going on here in the fragrance
close.
Space.
It's close. I'll give you that. So the one product that I'm going to shout out from the line is the Person of Interest Eucalyptus Aromatherapy Shower Mist.
Ooh, that sounds nice.
So as you can see, the packaging is very sleek. It's all black. The typography on the label is very like typewriter, very thoughtful branding. Mm-hmm. And it's founded by this gentleman, Dino Caracciolo. Mm-hmm. I hope I'm not butchering that too much. Just spray it in the air, Carlene. Don't spray it on yourself. So the idea with this product and how you use it is you just spray it like on your shower walls and then you go get in the shower and obviously everything blooms while you're in the shower. Mm-hmm. So of course you can hang real eucalyptus in there and I've done that before in the past, but I find it just doesn't last as long. This like transports your entire shower into
Jungalo.
A whole vibe. And the price point on this, by the way, is $36, $48. Canadian. And I'm sure, you know, I had experienced a product like this, but it was only sold at the Four Seasons. And let me tell you, it was much more expensive. My friend has it in her shower.
Oh,
the Four Seasons ones. And I stayed over at her place and I used it. And I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing.
So giftable.
And then I saw Leave Judd talking about that same one, our friend. Mm. And I was like, oh, I wish there was like some, and also, but it wasn't like that cute that you wanted to keep it in your shower. This is like chic as fuck.
Ooh,
right?
Okay, this is a great Mother's Day gift. So just, I know Jill sort of described it, but it is large, you guys.
Yes. Like it's got like a trigger on it.
Like
you would
a Windex bottle.
Yeah.
On the top, but it's all black and sleek, but it is a large size.
Absolutely. And then I asked Dino what the other...
Can I just say that what would be great about this, though, is when you have like a cold or stuffy sinuses, because it's like you're putting that eucalyptus with the power of the shower and it's just going to help like clear all that shit out.
That's
great after an airplane ride.
Absolutely.
When you come home, you're just like, get it off.
100%. And even like, even though it's just it is the aromatherapy, like in the morning, even if
there's
I'm not stocked up.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he has these other great, what do you call these things? They're like cones. That you
incense?
Burn incense cones and they're called Calm the F*** Down.
Oh.
And burn time is 20 minutes.
That's what you give your mother-in-law.
Yeah. They're very, I'm really into the whole, all the branding is like very sleek, very, very giftable. And he said, this founder, which I did not know, he said that he also had created the line that you'll probably remember, Carlene, the Crown Shaving Co.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Line,
so he said that this was kind of like a low key venture. He was just doing this almost for fun. And now it's been picked up. Actually, you know where they sell this brand?
No, where?
Your salon.
What's my salon again?
27 Salon.
27 Salon. Yeah. I love 27 Salon. I'm going to give them a shout out because they have a kind of like a niche little beauty retail thing going on in the front of the salon, but also online where they have hard to find products that are not at Sephora.
Yeah.
And so they're great for that. So check them out. 27 spelled out. 27 Salon in Toronto.
And he said they just launched a hand cream that I haven't tried. And then he said he has a fragrance called Cry Baby that's coming out in May.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
I hope it smells like tears. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. I want to try it. So, you know, we can get.
Salty.
So anyway, these are all like little feel good faves. And if I need to calm the f*** down, I'm not journaling. I'm burning one of these.
Oh,
so that's that. Awesome.
Yeah. And then I guess I have one more skincare before Jill, you're going to hit us with a hair product.
Mm.
So have you tried these before? This is the Naked Beauty MD by Dr. Catherine S. Chang. These are the Damask Rose Revitalizing Gold Infused Hydrogel Eye Masks.
Okay.
So these just kind of like landed in my inbox. I'll give you the price for a box of seven. It's $110 US. And that equals $15 each. You get seven pairs. So it is not inexpensive.
Right.
It's a luxury treat and a great Mother's Day gift. But what caught my eye about this is Dr. Chang is a plastic surgeon who works with celebrities like Lizzo, Chrissy Teigen, and apparently they're fans of these eye patches, but also makeup artists Katie Jane Hughes and Hung Van Gogh.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I just really trust them. Mm-hmm. They, you know, they're not going to kind of put something on their Instagram if they don't love it.
Yeah.
And so I was like, you know what? If you're okay with it, like send them to me. I want to try them. And so what's great about these, they're hydrogel eye patches. So you know how those work. You just like put them under your eyes for a little wake me up and you wear them for like 15 minutes. And I what's great about these is they truly are cooling without a fridge, mm-hmm. which is just, it's so weird. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's in it, but like you know, I think the day of the skincare fridge is kind of, I think we've realized those are not very good for the environment.
Or just, yeah. Or maybe you're just, it's stuffed, you know, or maybe these I think are good for travel.
Or maybe it's like it broke.
Yeah.
And you're like, what am I going to do with this fridge now? I don't know how many people out there have a skincare fridge like that you're like, oh my God, I feel so bad. So these are fantastic because they really do feel cooling. Mm-hmm. So like if you're on a plane, if you land somewhere, it's really wonderful. So anyway, these have vitamin C, niacinamide, ferulic acid, which we know helps the vitamin C stay stable and mm-hmm. penetrate. But it also has caffeine and pearlescent minerals. So you really get this instant, like I actually did think my eyes look brighter.
Mm-hmm.
So
they better for
I know
that price.
I know. But like
that's good.
The these indulgences.
I get it. These are the pick me ups.
These are the pick me ups. It's that instant. That's what we're talking about. It's like instant where you're like, ooh, mm-hmm. I do feel better. You know what? I have to speak in front of a room today.
Right.
And my skin's been scorched by my flight. You know what?
Yeah.
Give me those Naked Beauty MD rose damask eye patches. And apparently she's coming out with a face mask, which I'm wondering if it'll be a face mask version of this,
because
mm-hmm. I would be down for that.
Yeah, maybe she will.
So down.
Okay. Love that. Is she a plastic surgeon, you said?
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I think that they go extra hard on the soothing aspect.
Absolutely. Because it's like, listen, I just did your lower bleph. Try this.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So Jill, you've got a hair mm-hmm. reco today that's making you feel good. And as usual, your hair looks stunning.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Well, this one is the K18 Airwash Dry Shampoo. It's $48 and $65 in Canada.
Okay. It's up there.
Yeah, it's up there. But so this is the one I said off the hop, I think is going to be a very polarizing product. You're going to love it or you're going to hate it. And I think that is the sign of a great product that stays. Even when we talked to Jen Atkin and she kind of was like, don't forget about that way dry shampoo, RIP,
the foam.
And then people were piping and I love that.
It's true.
And she's
like, same.
And she herself like loved it, but it clearly didn't take off or didn't hit with people.
Yeah, just niche.
Yes, exactly. So as usual with K18, they're so innovative. This mm-hmm. is a completely different type of formula and type of dry shampoo.
How's that?
So first and foremost, it's non-aerosol. And this is actually made with biomimetic technology. So it has no starches in here. So normally how a normal dry shampoo works is it has some kind of starch in there, like a rice starch or whatever, to absorb the oil. This also goes on wet.
Oh.
So that also freaks people out. But
it goes on wet hair?
It goes on...
Oh, and it turns wet.
When you apply it, you're going to go, oh, it's wet. What am I doing?
Oh.
It doesn't go on instantly dry.
Oh.
Stick with me here. Okay. So that's another big, big difference with it.
Oh, yeah. First thing I'm thinking is you're going to ruin my blow dry, bitch.
That's right. So that's the number one concern. And they've said it over and over and over again. Like, it doesn't mess with your style. And I'm here to say, and I can attest it doesn't. So what you want to do is you shake it really, really well. And I did this when I actually was in New York before my event and I had really greasy roots and I was like, I'm going to do this on one side of my head and see what it looks like. I was shook with how much volume my hair had and I kind of overdid it. What you do is you section your hair and you spray it like 4 inches away from the root and then you move along and you do each section. And then because it was a little wet, I was like, ooh, maybe I need to do more. But what I realized subsequently is, no, you can just do one application and that, because you don't want to waste the product, you know? And let me tell you why I think that it's actually good value is because you're using ultimately less product. I applied this one day. I didn't have to touch my hair again for 3 days. There was no more dry shampoo reapplication, nothing.
Yeah.
It was insane, the volume that you get. It looked like I had just freshly washed my hair. As a brunette, I hate when I look like I have dry shampoo in my hair. There was nothing to be seen. And I got compliments on my hair that night. It literally looked like I got a blow dry.
Wow. And so you only use it on the roots.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Or like, you know, wherever you feel a bit greasy.
Yeah.
Just
kind of
on the root area. That is it. The technology is that it uses these translucent microbeads that are made from minerals, not plastics, to extend your clean without stripping, drying, or irritating the scalp. There's no buildup on your scalp. So those microbeads absorb the oil without leaving that starchy buildup or a visible white cast. And they also have this very patented odor detection system. It's their strongest odor detection system in nature. And they've mimicked it. in this product. That's the biomimetic part coming out. They've mapped the genome from this odor absorbing detection system, and they use synthetic biology to recreate it. And so it's, you're getting the, so if you are the person, you're like, oh, I've worked out, now I feel like my hair kind of stinks, this also is mass, is taking care of that. It's absorbing it. It's not masking it. It's absorbing the, the smell. Yeah. Which kinda I
like, yeah, I think charcoal is like good for that.
Yeah. But it's just different because it is, it's like, it's that biomimetic thing again, right? Mm-hmm. Where it's mimicking nature. So it's like one step further than any ingredient that you could ever want, any singular ingredient that you could put in a product.
What does biomimetic mean?
Biomimetic is like, it's, it mimics what your own cells do.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Or okay. what you're, so it's mapped the DNA of that type of technology and put it in right. this formula.
Right.
So it's, again, with K18, I feel like people are like, can kind of start nodding off when you talk about the technology, but it is truly that innovative.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. So why I think people may not like this, for me, I have very oily hair.
Right.
And so I think it was perfect for me, but I will be honest, like when you put your hands through it, you can't see anything, but it can feel, you feel something in there. And I personally think it kind of feels like the dry texturizing spray from Orbay.
Okay.
But in your roots. Mm-hmm. So like when you go to put your hands in your hair, you will feel it.
Right.
Now, I've seen some reviews online, people are like, oh, my hair feels like a haystack. I hate
right.
it.
Right.
And then other people are like, this is a gift from God.
Right.
And it pry it from my hands. And of course, right now being right after the Sephora sale, it's sold out everywhere.
Right.
So I think it is going to be polarizing that way. But if you are someone who doesn't like the feel of right. something in your hair, you probably won't like this.
Okay.
And some people can handle that, and others are like, I yeah. need it to feel squeaky clean.
Yeah, I got it.
But I love that I can run my fingers through my hair and I don't have white dust all over me.
Yeah,
I hate that.
Yeah. I mean, there's only one way. I'd have to try it to know if I like it or not.
I mean, I can let you borrow it and you can see. I'm not sure how you would feel about it. I think you might be into it.
Okay.
And I do feel like for people who really work out hard, you're doing a spin class, you're doing, you know, running or whatever, I do think it's far superior for people like that, where your actual root is literally wet and you don't want to dry your hair and you feel like it kind of smells.
Yeah, yeah.
It is superior in that respect.
It's like you're literally trying to mimic a shower effect.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you got to go into the office or whatnot.
Yeah. So I will say I got 3 extra days out of my blow dry.
Right.
Which is kind of insane for me. Anyway, that's my 2 cents.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to finish it off with a lovely, lovely body care line. Who doesn't love a body care moment in the bath? I sure do. This line is called Nerra, N-E-R-R-A, and it's a beautiful little indie line. The founder, her name is, I may not get the pronunciation right, I apologize, Tema Tuati. And according to the website, she grew up at a literal intersection of Mediterranean bathing culture in Carthage, Tunisia, practicing hammam with her family within sight of the ruins of the Roman baths of Antonius. Tema grew fascinated with the history and similarities of Mediterranean bathing traditions. So this is really, her whole goal was to create a hammam style bathing ritual that you could do at home. So I have.
So this is the one you were teasing from the beginning that you were like, oh, I might give this to that beauty editor that has sensitive skin.
Yes. Give her a hot tip. So this is a 3-part, you know, ritual experience.
Right.
And it starts with the body pre-exfoliating foam. The packaging is just stunning.
Lovely.
It's in this beautiful like beige metal.
Right.
Metal bottle, I guess you could say. And then it has this beautiful like terracotta color font where it says Nerra. It's like very minimalist and
beautiful.
And so you use this pre-exfoliating foam and you apply it to your body, and then you actually get your skin wet again, and then you use these kind of like gloves, these Nerra gloves that it comes with. One of them is finer than the other.
They're like exfoliating, or
they're exfoliating,
they have texture to them,
they're like exfoliating mittens, they're kind of like a muslin. And then, you know, you just do the circular on your arms or legs or whatever, and you get that wonderful, satisfying, you know, when your skin rolls up like an eraser and you see all those bits in your shower and you're like, gross, but also so satisfying. You're like, be gone, dead skin.
Right.
And so all of that sheds Mm-hmm. And then afterwards, you're meant to use the body wash, although frankly, you can use any body wash. Mm-hmm. And then you finish with the beautiful dry oil, which is in just like this lovely frosted square bottle.
That's unscented or no?
This one is fragrance free.
Okay.
So this is, it's a botanical blend, complex vitamin C, omegas, and antioxidants. And I think it's so rare that you would see a beautiful, elegant dry oil like this that looks, you know, kind of like French or luxury.
Yeah.
That's fragrance free.
Yeah.
And so this is what I'm going to recommend to that editor, because mm-hmm. you can get it scented and I'm sure it's lovely. It's giving like Aesop vibes.
Yeah.
But I think what's unique is you can get fragrance free because there are people who are so sensitive or have allergies or whatever.
Bring me to the bathhouse.
Yeah.
You
so
know?
I think it's just lovely. The dry oil, to give you an idea, is $119.
Okay.
So this is, you know, this is luxury. This is a gift.
Good Mother's Day gift.
Exactly. And then you can get like the duo, the exfoliating. The key product here, I think, is the exfoliating foam with mm-hmm. the glove.
Yeah.
Because that's what gives you that satisifying and sloughs the skin.
How often have you been doing
that? That's $76 for the box set.
Okay.
I've just done it a couple times now.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's $76 for those two pieces. And then you can bundle and get like the whole thing as well. So, yeah.
Amazing.
Yep.
It's very, very beautiful.
Very beautiful.
Just very sometimes unique. I wish I was a bath person, but I'm just not.
Oh, I am such a bath girly.
Like, this is me, the shower. Like, this is as relaxing as I'm going to go. It was a eucalyptus shower mist, you know?
I love to sit in the bath and get a tea going. And I think I told you when I was a kid, my parents had a bathroom that was the same size as my bedroom.
Wow.
And so at one point I had like moved a TV in there. I watched the Olympics. I had an ashtray. I would have a tea, a cigarette, look at magazines. Like I was like Gwyneth Paltrow in
Royal
Tenenbaums, except my bathroom was much bigger and like I could spend the day in there. So,
oh my goodness.
Yeah. Like put those rose, you know, eye masks on and just give me peace. That's what I want for Mother's Day, actually. All right. Well, feel good, everybody. And let us know what's making you feel good these days. Drop into our Instagram chat.
Yeah. So with that, we will see all of you next Wednesday. And everything that we mentioned, of course, is linked on our website, breakingbeautypodcast.com.
Thanks for listening. You can find details on every product mentioned in today's episode, along with our exclusive promo codes, on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Every episode will be delivered directly to your inbox, so you won't miss a single thing.
And get social with us. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast.
And did you know we also have a private Facebook group? Just search Breaking Beauty Podcast Chat Room.
You can even leave us a voicemail at any time with questions or feedback at 1-844-227-0302.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast fix. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, where you can show us some love by writing a review.
See you next Wednesday.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.